next item is subdivision 2005-91, Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove Subdivision, Revised Amenity Area and Amended Condition of Approval.
The commission reviewed this request a couple meetings ago. It's a request to revise the location of the community center and the swimming pool. The preliminary plan showed the pool and the community center back near the creek to the rear of the site. The applicant's proposing to relocate the community center and pool in the area between phases 1 and 6. And the developer is also requesting to amend a condition of approval that requires a community center and pool and walking trails and a boat dock being built within 1 year of the issuance of the first residential building permit. And he's requesting to change that the community center and pool and trails would be built prior to the issuance of the 103rd building permit. At the last meeting when we reviewed this, if my memory's correct, it was after the issuance of the 258th building permit. So now it would be built probably later than 1 year, but then probably prior to the 258th, based on the economy and the market.
And the location's been taken out of question as far as it may go here, may go there.
Yes. Yep.
Well, I think we've seen that requirements based on time don't work out too
Right now they don't.
A number of units would make some sense, I think.
Yeah, and it keeps the cost to the community down. If you have 50 units they build now, that they can't even afford to keep the place open.
Yeah, and that's certainly another consideration. For as much as we want the developers to do what they say they're going to do, sometimes the community would rather have it postponed simply because of the cost of maintaining it. So
I would just add that this doesn't have final approval yet, so there's not an issue of any lots being sold.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's about what you said. That's what we're hearing from a lot of the property owners don't want to have to make those improvements.
Yeah, because
they're going to have to absorb the cost up front.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, that's a consideration. All right, Mr. Johnson.
Well, I think the applicant has heard our requests and has revised his site plan accordingly. The one issue, of course, it's not there, or the boat slips, but I think that's a whole different matter depending upon where the road goes. So, and I think I agree with the other commissioners that this certainly is more reasonable to do the number of units rather than time factor.
Okay.
Therefore, Mr. Chairman, for subdivision number 2005-91, Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove Subdivision, Revised Amenity Area, and Amended Condition of Approval, my motion is for approval.
Second.
Move and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-91, Highland Development Corporation, Ferry Cove Subdivision's Revised Amenity Area and Amended Condition of Approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.